Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we call this segment The Business of Sports. We do it periodically right here on CCO. The star of the show, of course, is Billy Robertson, current WCHA commissioner. Once upon a time, marketing director with the Timberwolves, the Wild, the Angels, and the Ducks. Billy Rob, always great to have you on the airwaves. I know it's a busy weekend in college hockey, and of course the WCHA right smack dab in the middle of it all.
Well, it is, Eric. It's great to be on with you again and talking sports and the business side of things. And yes, it is. It's a busy weekend as these college hockey season is closing fast. In the regular season, we only have 4 weeks remaining to play before the WCHA playoffs. And right now in the WCHA, we have three teams ranked in the top 20 in college hockey. And Minnesota State right now is ranked, depending on how you look at it, number two or three in the country. And then we have Bemidji State and Northern Michigan rounding out into the top 20. So I'm very hopeful, Eric, we can get at least two and potentially three teams into the NCAA tournament that will start in March. But there's a long ways to go because we have the regular season and then we have the grind of 3 weeks of WCHA playoffs that will culminate in an automatic qualifier to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, fun time, no doubt, if you're a college Pucks fan. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Billy, certainly plenty of topics for you and I to get into. Let's start with what happened 6 days ago in Miami. Kansas City, Jonathan Lowe is still partying. The Chiefs knock off San Francisco 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. Have you seen the latest ratings on Fox? I would imagine a lot of people checked this one out on the tube.
Well, they did, and the latest research that I did, that over 102 million people watched the Super Bowl live last Sunday on Fox, and that would create an overall rating of about a 38%. Meaning that 38% of the households across America were tuned into the Super Bowl. And if you look at that, Eric, that is why sponsors can absorb costs of $1.5 to $2 million for a 30 to 60 second spot to be aired in the Super Bowl, because they get all those eyeballs. But before that, they get some of the pre-hype of having an ad in the Super Bowl. And then after the Super Bowl, they get people talking about the ad, whether they liked it, didn't like it, was it controversial, was it not. And I think that's as important as it is just having the ad on. But it certainly gives these companies that can afford to do it some great spotlight in a sport that transcends people watching it on television, for sure.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, no doubt the greatest single-day sporting spectacle on the globe. And it's funny because I've gone to a lot now where I'm at the stadium and, you know, I'll get back to the Twin Cities and people will say, well, did you see that commercial or what'd you think of that one? And I'll say, no, I was at the game. But what I noticed last Sunday in Miami, they were playing some of the commercials on the four gigantic jumbotrons they have inside Hard Rock Stadium. So where I'm going with this, Billy, is, yeah, for guys like you and me, it's still about the game. But I think for some people, the commercials are just as big a deal, and certainly the halftime show is, because I've heard a mixed bag of reaction on J-Lo and Shakira. Now, I gave it a thumbs up, but some people didn't.
Well, and I think another piece to that, Eric, is when you see it live and in person, and I was at the Super Bowl 2 years ago in Minnesota between Philadelphia and the New England Patriots, and it was Justin Timberlake's turn to take the spotlight at the Super Bowl, and I thought it was a very well done halftime performance, but the reviews of him were not the same, and what people saw on television was a completely different show than what we saw in person watching the game at US Bank Stadium. So I say that that a lot of times what you're seeing on television is a much different look than you get in the stadium. And that's one of the things about the sport that transcends it, is the fact that the sport is such a great television sport. And I think more sponsors are going to ask for that piece where they can show the commercials in arena, in stadium, as well as what they pay for the advertisement, whether it's on Fox, CBS, or NBC. You're going to see more of that coming, and fans like to be able to look at those commercials. But one thing, Eric, you and I have talked about this offline before, is I truly believe, and I know there's a lot of sentiment for this, that the Super Bowl needs to potentially look at the idea of changing their game to a Saturday night event where fans can watch and don't have to worry about the following day. There's more people that are calling in sick on the Monday after the Super Bowl than ever before, and the work that's being done in offices is what I'm hearing is cut back significantly and an all-time low the day after the Super Bowl. And so I'm really a proponent that the NFL takes a real hard look at this for the future, because I know they have their awards, and they can move the awards up to Friday and then have the game on Saturday. I just think it would make for such a easier transition for all the people that want to watch it. Plus, people can get back home on Sunday and start their work week on Monday instead of having to travel on Monday and not start their work week till Tuesday.
Yeah, and by the way, those 49er fans who called in sick, they really were sick because their team coughed up an 11-point lead in the final 6.5 minutes. Meanwhile, Chiefs fans like Jonathan Lowe, who called in sick, they really weren't sick. Just too much partying. As we talked to our good friend Billy Robertson, the business of sports here on CCO, and Billy, certainly it's dominated the news cycle now. It's been 13 days ago. It's hard for me still to fathom Kobe Bryant is gone and 8 others in a tragic helicopter accident in Southern California. There have been a number of tributes. There has been discussion that maybe Kobe should be the new logo, and that's ironic. The Clippers are here tonight, and Jerry West, who's in their front office, is the current logo. Moving forward, what do you see in terms of tributes and how things are handled with a guy who just left an incredible legacy?
Well, I'm sure the NBA and the Lakers are talking significantly about what they can do. And I know the Lakers have something, I believe it's on February 24th, to really honor
a memorial.
A memorial service to honor the life of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. What the NBA ends up doing, I don't know yet. I'm sure they're talking about exactly what they want to do. Personally, I don't want to see the NBA logo changed. I like it the way it is, and I like the NFL logo and the Major League Baseball. It's such a brand recognition item that it's hard to see it changing. But certainly Kobe had a great impact on the world of basketball, and in particular the last 20 years, and such a tragic situation. And my thoughts and prayers go out to Kobe and his family, but also all the other victims that were involved. And I don't think they get enough due that there was other people in that crash, including a baseball coach at Orange Coast College.
Yeah.
And his family. So it's a very sad situation overall. And I do believe the NBA will do something significant. They may ask every team to wear a patch. They may retire the number either 8 or 24 in honor of Kobe Bryant for the future, and that remains to be seen. But I think they should do something, and they probably will, and there'll be more coming out. And ironically, the Golden State Warriors are the last team to play a home game since the death of Kobe Bryant, and they're playing the Lakers tonight in Golden State, and they're honoring the life of Kobe Bryant, as there's lots of connections between the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, and Billy, once upon a time, you ran the media relations department for the Timberwolves here at Target Center, the Wild over at the XL Center, the Anaheim Ducks, and the then Anaheim Angels. Now, the Lakers have yet to come to Minnesota. That's going to happen later on this season. These tributes are going on around the association. How would you handle it? How should Minnesota put a personal touch on, as you said, a tragedy, not just for one person, but for 9 total?
Well, I think they have to honor all nine people. They can't just honor Kobe. I know they'll do a video tribute. They may look at giving away some type of item to commemorate the life of Kobe Bryant. They need to do something that's significant to what he did for the game of basketball. And he drew lots of fans to Minnesota. I took my daughter on several occasions to the Target Center to see Kobe Bryant play because he was the premier player at the time in the NBA. So the Timberwolves will have to do something special in a night to honor him in some fashion. You know, if you look at it, Eric, we had the era when I was at the Timberwolves. The era was Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson, and that was the heyday, in my opinion, for the NBA. And then Kobe came in on the end of that, so to speak, and then transcended the sport to where it is just a couple years ago, and LeBron James has taken over for that now. And so he did play a significant impact in the game and won and was a competitor. I love the game, but a lot of people don't realize how much he did for girls basketball. Yeah. And how much he was promoting quality for women in sports. And that's something that gets overlooked a lot about the life of Kobe Bryant. Some people look at him as a controversial figure. I look at him that he's done a lot for the game of basketball and a lot to promote both girls and boys basketball.
Yeah, including Rachel Banham, former Gopher, now with the Connecticut Sun. She grew up in Lakeville, and I know Chip Scoggins had a great column on this in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. But when Rachel Banham had a monumental night scoring 50 or 60 points for the Gophers, Kobe took notice of it and reached out to her, and it blew her socks off. And they established a relationship. So I think your point about Kobe advancing women's basketball is real. In fact, 3 days before the tragedy, I remember him telling CNN, hey, right now, Della Donne, Diana Taurasi, or Maya Moore could play in the NBA. And I thought to myself, well, if Kobe says that, it carries weight. So he did have a way of, you know, taking females who maybe sometimes get overlooked and advancing their game.
He sure did. And worldwide, Kobe's name, just the name Kobe, people know who that is. And, you know, his father, Jelly Bean Bryant, played in the NBA, and he played in Italy, and Kobe can speak, I believe, three languages fluently or more than that. So he's done a lot worldwide for the game of basketball, has promoted it every stretch. And what I do remember about him is that he was the ultimate competitor on the court. And nobody other than maybe Michael Jordan was as competitive as Kobe Bryant. Yeah. And that's what I really remember mostly about watching him in person and then also watching him from a distance as well.
Yeah, the Mamba mentality. That's what Billy Robb brought to the show when he was working for the Timberwolves in the Wild. As I watched the great Kevin Lynch enter the building. Boy, it's almost showtime now. Kevin Lynch is in the house. One more quick thought, Billy Robb. As you've seen this week, Gersan Rosas has blown up this team, reconstructed the roster. The centerpiece is D'Angelo Russell. A lot of people coming to the building tonight hoping to see D'Lo, but he's not going to play because of a quad injury. From your standpoint in media relations, how do you start selling this product?
Well, they're going to have to start promoting all the new players in the revamped roster. I heard you say that you're going to need a game program tonight to know who's playing for the Timberwolves. I can't even tell you all the names that are on the roster. They've had so many moves, but they did the right thing by having a press conference with all the new players in place yesterday. They did it in downtown Minneapolis in the Skyway system. So I think that was a really classy move by the Wolves to bring their fans into it. And they have to sell tickets, Eric. It's not been a good year for them at all on off the court as far as the attendance and losing 13 games in a row. And they had another long losing streak. But now's a chance for them to get some inertia. But the ultimate line here is that they got to win some games. And they got to promote these players and get them out in the public and get them in front of people, both with the media and in the community. And if they can do that, they have a chance to succeed. And yeah, they're not most likely going to make the playoffs this year, but they have a chance over the next couple months to make an impact in the community and win some games and give people hope so that they'll end up buying season tickets or tickets next year. And I think that should be the goal, the realistic goal for the Timberwolves right now.
All right, Billy, great stuff as always. We'll talk soon.
All right, Eric, have a great rest of your sports weekend.
All right, he's Billy Robertson, current commissioner, WCHA. He used to work with the Wild, Timberwolves, Angels, and Ducks. We call it the business of sports.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.